Hello and welcome to episode 38 of Barbells and Boxcars, the podcast where two guys are starting to get more consistent.
Hell yeah.
And I'm the only one that's failing dice rolls.
Hell yeah.
I'm Nick.
I'm Duff.
And we're back with another episode. We are doing something different. If you want to check out our YouTube after the show is posted, you'll see us doing something in a camera.
Yep.
What are we doing?
We are, I'm building a Gundam kit.
And I'm painting my miniatures.
Yeah.
So, if you want to see what we're doing on a video, it will be posted to our YouTube. Also, as a disclaimer, we are recording at Site 1 in Agate. And if you're on Guam, you'll know that this weather is shitty.
Yeah.
So, and as such, we are recording inside of Dell's garage. So, soundy in the background.
It's rain. I mean, hopefully the audio is not so bad.
But let's be honest,
it's probably gonna be bad, yeah.
We're sorry in advance, and I hope you guys can actually listen to all of this.
And
we hope.
And we are by no means a professional podcast.
Yes.
So
you're amateur.
We're super hardcore amateur.
And I just realized before we actually started recording, or actually we were already recording, but before we started the episode, that we had actually been doing this on and off for 2 years.
Yeah.
It was April 16, 2016, when we started our first episode. So,
episode 0, right? Yeah.
And it's pretty interesting. I mean,
yeah.
We only have 38 episodes, but it's because we're very inconsistent.
Right.
But it's fun. We are podcasters for fun.
Yep.
As Saitama would say.
And we like it. We like what we do.
Oh, well. Yes. So thanks for listening, and let's get into some CrossFit stuff.
Yeah.
Dell, how many times did you go to the gym this week?
This week, I went to the gym twice.
What days?
Monday and a Friday.
Okay, I only went Tuesday and Thursday, so...
Yeah.
Kind of covers the week.
All right, there you go.
No one went Wednesday. Okay. How's your week so far?
You know what? I started off the week pretty strong. Monday's workout, I don't remember what it was, but I know I did well on it, though.
You did?
I did.
Is that the one? That wasn't the one with the overhead squats?
No, that's Friday's one.
Oh, it's Friday's?
So I want to talk about Friday's one.
Okay, good.
That was bullshitty. Whoever
Program that
should just die. No, I'm just kidding. No. It's interesting. I liked it. My lungs burned. My legs hurt after that.
Okay.
So the workout was 5 rounds in 7 minutes of deadlifts and burpees. So it's 5 deadlifts and then 10 burpees. Deadlift weight is on, I believe it was 275. It was pretty heavy.
275? That's not bad.
Shut up. And then the second part to that, we rest like 3 minutes, and then we get into a 200 meter run and overhead squats. I believe the overhead squats is 10. Yeah. 10 reps at 95 max, recommended weight, and then the 200 meter run for 5 rounds. And that sucked balls.
Nice.
Yeah. I scaled the shit out of the fucking overhead squats and the deadlift. That was pretty heavy.
What else?
Yeah, that's it.
That's only like working on your thought.
We're working on our back squat cycle and
Did you set a new PR for that?
Is it 1 rep max or a 5 rep?
It's a 5 rep max, right?
Yeah, not yet. Get in there. Like, my last time before I went basic training, my 5 rep max back squat is 195.
195?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And then I did the 185 on Friday.
Okay.
I'm almost to that my recorded 5 rep max.
Okay, so we had a, 2 WODs that were... okay, so I went Tuesday and Thursday, and that wasn't a heavy... That wasn't like a strength day, like a barbell strength day. So I haven't really been doing it in the squats, but I kind of want to test my 5 rep max. I just didn't get to go one Friday.
Yeah.
So I went Tuesday and Thursday, and those tend to be like gymnastics heavy days. So I did a lot of gymnastics work as a strength part, so you don't really get to do any like squats or barbell stuff, which is fine because like I'm really weak on accessory work when it comes to gymnastics. So I did 2 WODs. The first one was 12-minute AMRAP, It had 4 strict handstand push-ups, 6 alternating pistols,
easy,
and 8 alternating pistols and 12 Russian kettlebell swings. The alternating pistols were weighted at 53 pounds.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And the kettlebell swings were the same weight. So,
dang!
So I scaled it. I only did regular pistols. I didn't do weighted pistols because I can't handle that kind of weight.
Yeah. What was the weight?
53 pounds. It's a 1.5.
Yeah.
On the kettlebells. 1.5 food. Yeah, in the kettlebells. And I can't handle that weight, dude. It's way too much for me.
That's what she said.
And I got 6 rounds and 4 strict handstand push-ups.
Not bad.
And 1 alternating pistol. So.
1?
Yeah, it's 1. I just did 1. Fuck, I only get 1 in. So it wasn't that bad. Like, I actually felt like I did pretty well. A lot of people that RX that were doing only like 4 or 5 rounds.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, weighted pistol, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. Like, I haven't even tried it yet, so I didn't want to try it then. I'm like, never mind, I'm just gonna.
I know.
No, dude, like, weighted, like, regular pistols are hard enough. Like, weighted sucks. So,
That was Tuesday's workout, right? Or yeah, Thursday's?
That was Tuesday's workout. And then on Thursday's workout, it was the row run.
Row run, yeah, I still remember that.
I
wanted to go to that one, but I had something to do.
It sucks. So it was.
It looked fun though. Like what? A 500 meter row?
Yeah. So it was It was 3 rounds for time. 500. Yeah. Row 500 meters. Run 400 meters.
That's not bad.
And that sucked. I did it in 13 minutes and 59 seconds. I think our time cap was 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So
I wanted to try that WOD only because I had it recorded a while back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a repeat?
It's a repeat.
That's the first time I ever did it. And also, I did it really slow, apparently, because everyone was blasting through
fast.
That.
Everyone's fast. But then again, yeah. Nick, everyone's faster than you, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, I just wanted, you know.
Just saying.
I just wanted to be. I'm stronger, though. That's fine. I'll take the strength part, right?
Sure.
It's all them gains. No, but I wanted to do pretty okay. I kept my pace at the 500.
Yeah.
At around 2 minutes for 500. And then I tried to, like, just keep a good 400 meter pace.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, that's my weakest part.
Oh, you know what, Nick? Mm. You know what helped you out, really?
Mm.
Bang. Yeah.
This episode sponsored by Bang.
It is now.
Star Blast. What does this taste like? Star tell Blast. Me it tastes like, tastes tell like, me, tastes like a rocket pop. Tell me it tastes like a rocket pop.
No, it tastes like America.
Does America taste like rocket pop?
Yes.
Yes. Can't wait.
Telling you, Nick, if you had Bang in your system that on was that Thursday?
Yeah. I would easily PR'd.
Easy
PR'd. Easy.
12-minute flat. Telling you, bro.
Yeah. So like that's the only thing I did this week. A lot more gymnastic stuff, which is fine because I need to do the accessory work and. The cardio. I didn't really do anything heavy. It's kind of sad, but I mean, you know, there has to be those days.
Yeah. You know, we didn't get to do this week. Never got together and work out. Like,
dude, the weather has been horrible.
Yeah, it has been.
I mean, I must admit, like, the weather sucks.
Yeah. Hopefully next week, like, the whole tropical disturbance will pass over soon.
And there's not another one right behind it. Pretty much.
Right. Oh, I just bought a sandbag. I bought a sandbag in base.
Oh, kind. Like.
Like a 40-pound sandbag.
Oh, cool. You're going to do runs?
Yeah.
In this area?
Yep. I need to get sand, though. I need to steal some sand from the beach.
Just go to the Rizal.
Rizal Beach, right?
Right there.
So, hopefully I'll fill that up and I'll do some runs with it. And then we can, and if the weather clears up, we can do our nerd fitness stuff.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't get to do any of the workout stuff that we planned, but, you know, like...
Weather. Yeah.
First world weather problems. what else were we across it? I was reading something about the Granite Games. That's actually coming up soon.
Granite Games? Oh.
It's like the non-CrossFit.
Non-CrossFit, non-sponsor CrossFit event.
Like the Wodapalooza, but for the North, I think.
Yeah. Is that coming? I was watching something on YouTube about Froning and Frazier, how they're so far apart, but no, not that far apart, but I don't know if you saw it, the one that Armin talked about it.
Oh, basically like how their
competitive style kind of differs.
Yeah, like Matt Fraser wants to be the best, and then and Rich just
put the person next to him.
Yeah,
I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, I mean, it's like two things, right? Like, I think that's because Rich Froning never really had that complex where no one was ever saying, oh, it's a fluke, you know?
That's right. I really want to see Froning and Fraser go at it.
I doubt it. Not that'll ever happen.
It will one day.
No, like, why?
Why not?
No one has anything to gain. Like, Froning has nothing to gain from it.
That's true. Bragging rights?
I don't know. No, but why? He's a four-time champ, you know? He beat Fraser. Like,
true. That's true.
He already beat him. Like, he doesn't need to prove that he was better or who's better in their prime. Because the fact is, Rich Froning doesn't train for individual anymore. And if he loses, that's something that they're going to say. Like, oh, well, he's not training for individual, so you can't. It's not a really good comparison. Like,
that's true. I mean, but it's just interesting. It's fun.
And it's fun. Like, I want to see it, but right. I don't think it'll ever happen for those reasons.
I think it'll happen one day.
I'm less optimistic on that, like, only because, like, I know how people are, like, they're just gonna say some bullshit about, oh, you're not really the champ, like, you know, you're only losing you want is because Rich Froning's not there, and even if Rich loses, like, oh, Rich, you know, would have been good if he was still training for individual.
He's training for team now, it's not individual anymore. True, that's true.
No, it's interesting facts, though, that Armin Hammer TV, watch it on YouTube, about how Rich Froning has been on the podium since 2009.
Yep.
Almost a decade of Rich Froning on the podium.
Even in teams.
Yeah, so that's the only way. Like,
there's always a Rich Froning. He's a beast. I don't know who's much. I don't know who's a beast, him or Fraser.
Fraser has the biggest leads, like. And the thing is, like, I don't think he gets a lot of credit over Froning. I think it's just Froning was the first.
Yeah.
But, man, like, the competition field is not, like, slack.
It's not like how it was then, right?
Kind of. What do you mean? No, I mean, it's not like it got any easier.
It got harder.
Yeah, if anything, it's gotten harder because so many people. I mean, look at Scott Panchik. He didn't even make top 10.
That's true.
You know, all the guys from, like, two, three years ago that were, like, pinnacle CrossFitters that you can... Well, yeah, Scott Panchik is always going to make the top 10 or top five and shit.
Yeah, but he didn't make top 10 this year.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Dan Bailey's just getting injured, so he's not going to, like, he's not doing as well as he did a few years ago, so.
I mean, let's just hope the ones that place top 5 aren't doing any peds.
I don't think Vellner or Fikowski.
Oh, yeah, they're Canadian.
I doubt Lucas Hogberg either. He doesn't seem like the guy. Like, they don't seem like it, but you never know.
Yeah, never know. We don't know if CrossFit are hiding results.
Or you think that they're saving?
Maybe. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. You
never know.
I like to believe they're not.
Yeah, me too. But you never know.
Yeah, that is true.
Anything you're looking forward to this week? Anything you want to work on?
Kind of want to get some squats in. Like, I think for one of the days, I'm going to not...
Have you been working on your squats? Back squats?
No. Really? That's why.
I want to bring a little bit closer to camera.
Well, okay, that's pretty much why. Like, I want to work on my back squat. Just because I haven't been doing it. Also, I really want to go back and actually do some jiu-jitsu with the class.
Yeah, me too, actually. I want to... The gym started up jiu-jitsu classes, what, 2 weeks ago already?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
You need a gi, right?
Yeah, don't you have one?
No. I never did jiu-jitsu.
A keto gi?
I did aikido. That's too thin for jiu-jitsu.
It's fine. Start out.
Rip.
There's no point in getting, like, a really expensive one and you don't even use it.
I mean, if I wanted to be a regular thing, then yeah, I want to get expensive.
Get one. Goodies sells one if you want to buy one here.
When's the last time you did jiu-jitsu?
9 years ago.
Nice!
So, like, that's all. I'm going to be so out of shape. And so, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. What do I do with my hands?
When are you going to go? When are you going to start?
Maybe Tuesday? You want to go Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
I'll go Tuesday.
If you go Tuesday, I'll go Tuesday.
Wait, is it Monday, Wednesdays?
No, it's Tuesday, Thursday.
Tuesday, Thursdays?
Yeah.
Really? Well, it's Monday, Wednesday. Monday, Wednesdays.
No, that's Wednesday is wrestling.
Okay. Cool. I want to do that too. Not really.
Bro, that looked crazy, to be honest. Like, I saw that workout, like, no.
What?
Nope.
What was the workout? For boxing? Oh, for wrestling?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it looked nuts.
I want to try.
Try it out, man.
Not really.
Yeah, like, no. I don't know. You're not going to catch me doing that.
Actually, I want to try the boxing one they do. The, on Thursdays.
Oh, is that the one in the morning?
Yeah.
I saw, like, well, there's a couple people that are doing it. Try it out. Let me know. Let me know how it goes.
That I want to try out. That looks interesting. But yeah, jiu-jitsu. What, Tuesday? You want to go Tuesday?
Yeah.
I got to get a gi first.
Yeah. They sell gis at Goodies. You can check the fight shops, I guess.
Yeah.
There's one in Ganya. I think that sells gis as well. Goodies sells a Bad Boy, I think.
As long as it's cheap.
Oh, no, dude. Those things are not cheap.
Shit. I need a belt, too, right?
And they're white belts. They come with one.
Cool.
You can buy one there. I don't think Moya brand sells anymore. At least I haven't seen them anywhere.
I wouldn't know. I would not know.
But, yeah.
Have you seen the classes, though? Is it big?
Last week, there's only 4 people. Thursday.
Okay.
So, it ranges, though. Like, sometimes there'll be, like... So, the thing I like about the classes, though, for jiu-jitsu is that there are, like, a mixture. So, mm-hmm. like, there's, like, maybe 1 or 2 white belts. Well, like, 1 or 2 blue belts. But there's a lot of purple and brown belts.
Okay.
And 1 or 2 black belts in the class.
Okay.
So you get to learn a lot of stuff from people that are better. You know? And that's my... Even though you're going to get choked out, tapped out, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because you're...
You're learning.
Yeah, you're learning. So that's the reason why I'm like... I'm not too apprehensive about trying it out. Like,
yeah.
Or not too intimidated. Because like you want to get... You want good teachers.
Right.
So... And I'm assuming they're good teachers. I've never done the class.
Who's what gym's doing it?
Spike 22.
Spike 22.
Yeah. I think the instructor right now is Big John Calvo.
You remember Baby Joe? Ghost?
Yeah, he was there. He was there one of the days.
No, but that's his gym though, right? Spike 22?
Is he? Maybe.
Baby Joe time longer.
Now that he's not... I'm not sure if he's fighting anymore. I don't think...
Is he going to retire?
He said he retired. He said he retired on... It was on the paper.
Yeah, that's what I saw too. Like Baby Joe, his last fight.
The Bellator?
Yeah.
Okay, so for whoever's watching this video, I just got done highlighting some of the black. Usually I was trying to do some edge highlighting. To be honest, this lighting is really bad. Because it's just a single light. Like, well, I'm used to using 2 lights when I paint. Mm. So, like, I can't really see as much shadows as I like, so I'm not really going to do too much highlighting. But right now, I'm going to try to highlight the Sanguine base with a little bit of, what is it, can you see it?
So, what are you painting? It's
Sanguine highlight.
So, what are you painting?
Can I see that?
Yep, lighting
My
sucks.
Reckoner.
We'll fix the lighting next time.
Yeah. Cool. Reckoner body. I have, like, the arms at the house.
Yeah.
But they're not, like, only one's primed. You need to prime the other one. I'm waiting for the wind, the water, the weather to clear up, and then...
So you can prime.
And then I have to do the base, so... And so far, it's not bad.
Yeah, looks like it looks pretty good.
I'm also using a Blick Masterstroke brush. I'm not sure if you can see it. Blick. Size 2. This is just for, like, detail. Really general... No, yeah. It's not. It's just, like, general.
Oh, this is your,
My base coat
yeah.
style brush. If I wasn't doing any blending, I would use, So... My really go-to brushes that I like using, that I picked up, are... Let me see where the other ones are. Where you at?
So...
Oh, here. I have a DaVinci Maestro 808. So, or not 808, this is just the DaVinci number 2. I like using this for, like, wet blends and stuff. I have a Winsor & Newton Series 7 number 1.
No one's going to see that, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever,
okay.
Number 1.
You
well, here. And then I have Raphael 808s, 1 and a 2. So these are actually super sweet. I love using them.
I need to get brushes. I need to get new brushes.
Oh shit.
I have a bad habit of not taking care of my brushes.
You should.
Huh? No, I don't. I take care of them.
Take care of your brushes, though.
I take care of my brushes, especially the expensive one that we bought last time. The last order that I went with you, we went on. Was it the Raphael's, I think? No.
Yeah, I bought Raphael's. This is when I bought the Raphael's. I bought the Da Vinci's in Europe when I went to on my honeymoon.
Yeah. How was it?
Which one?
How expensive is it?
Which one? The Da Vinci?
Yeah.
Wasn't it expensive? Euros? I think it made like 10 euros.
How much US?
10 euros is probably around like 12 bucks, 13 bucks.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, because that's, you don't have to ship it, really.
Synthetic?
Natural, all Kolinsky.
Okay.
This one is like a Sable blend, but it's not Kolinsky. Just Sable. So I'm going to do some highlights on some parts of this. I know whoever's watching this is not going to be able to see it, but also, I want to say, I'm not a good painter. Like, I'm not a great painter.
He lies.
I'm an okay painter. I'm mediocre at best. And so, this is all tabletop. I'm only doing this for tabletop standard. I'm not trying to, like, it's not my even like my best. I'm not trying to concentrate as much. Only because this model is not that well, like, that well done. Because, like, look at the front. Like, you see the mold lines and everything.
Yeah.
So, that's not even, like, a great model for me to want to showcase. If I want, I've never even done a model that I really wanted to showcase to people, except for maybe like my Vessel Judgment, but that thing broke, or my Resnik 2 model. I really like doing that.
Your Resnik 2 looks actually pretty good.
Yeah. So
I need to get back into painting, but I'm just not motivated right now because fuck, I've been building Gundams.
Well, like I said, painted models roll better.
Really? Did it? It didn't seem like it earlier.
Oh yeah,
As we transition out from our fitness, is there anything else, any other fitness related news or you want to talk about?
Not really. I mean, I just kind of got to go back to the gym, and I'm really excited to looking forward to jiu-jitsu stuff. So
yeah,
that's pretty much cool.
If you're going Tuesday, I'll go Tuesday. I'll buy a gi on Monday.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go, Dell.
Alright, so I guess that's enough fitness talk, and then we kind of sort of transitioned into, oh, by the way, this is green tea.
Yeah, Dell's not feeling
so
well.
I'm not feeling too well, so.
A little under the weather, so he's gonna drink some tea.
Some green Thai. So transitioning into our, I guess,
miniature talk.
Miniature geek gaming tabletop. Video gaming talk.
Okay.
How was your gaming session? Oh, wait. You know what? Let's talk about what we did today.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
So we played... Odell did a demo of Guild Ball for one of the new guys.
Yep.
Nate. And we also played some... Oh, we played a match.
Guild Ball. Who won, Nick?
You won, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So you only won because dice.
Dice happens.
I mean, I had a really good strategy. I just didn't roll it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Kind of wish we recorded, but you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Oh, still, it was a good game. Like, we haven't played Guild Ball since I went off to basic.
Yep.
Probably a little bit more then, because we played War Machine mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's nice going back to Guild Ball. Like, I introduced our friend Nate to Guild Ball. He seems to be liking it. He likes the concept of the game. Hopefully he'll get into it, you know, deeper.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, it's a starter.
Yeah.
Starter drug.
The gateway drug.
The miniature gateway drug.
What was your gateway drug?
Anima Tactics.
Alright. Oh, D&D was your gateway drug.
Oh, into, like, gaming?
Yeah.
I guess you can say D&D. My gateway miniatures was Anima Tactics. Remember, gotcha. That was my first miniature set. Yeah.
I think it was all of our first miniature set.
No, you guys played HeroClix. Oh, HeroClix. HeroScape.
HeroScape. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, HeroScape. But, yeah, that's true.
I mean, I bought D&D miniatures.
Yeah.
That's about it. As far as, like, miniatures go.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hopefully, though, this will be Nate's gateway drug into miniature wargaming.
Yeah.
And it's not that expensive to get into. Guild Ball is, like, it's really cheap to get into.
Yeah.
for a miniatures game. And Steamforge is pretty smart about how they, I guess, their new, or how they introduce the game to new players.
Really? Like, what do they do?
Starter packs. $60. Oh, yeah. Full team. Full rosters. 5 players, 1 mascot. It's already been set up. It's plastic, but, you know. No assembly required. And they make it really easy for you to start the game. Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. How are the sculpts on those?
Looks pretty good.
I heard that Steamforge is moving away from metal. And yeah, going straight to plastic. Like, yeah. I wonder how the...
Doesn't matter. I mean, 40K...
no, but
plastics are pretty good. But I don't know how their plastics are.
Yeah, you can say they're good, but like you don't know. Like,
yeah, sure. Could be
I mean, Privateer Press makes plastics, but this is not as great.
Yeah, like, it's not.
The detail on this is not good. The mold lines is all jacked. So,
but they're getting there though. That's not.
Huh?
Privateer Press is getting to.
They're getting better. Like this is an old model. Like I will admit, this is an older kit. I got it off. I got it used, so I can't really complain.
Yeah, I think Steamforge. Did a smart thing about introducing their game to new players by having a starter set already complete roster of players. Mm-hmm. So you can play a full game right off the bat. Yeah. And there's no assembly required, like I mentioned. It's already been built.
And they're colored plastic, too. It's not like it's gray. Is it gray come on the base, or is it...
It comes on the base already. It's not glued.
It's not glued?
Yeah.
Oh, you glue it to the base.
Oh, no. I think it's already glued on the base.
Oh, okay. That might make the customization a little bit harder, but...
Yeah. But I think it's more geared to, like, people starting into the game already, you know?
Not, like,
Not the hobby aspect of it, but, you know...
The game aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that sort of undercuts, like, what it is, because then it's, like, a board game at that point, right?
That's true.
Because I think the, like, painting miniatures and assembly is part of the hobby itself.
Yeah.
Sort of like one of the identities, I want to say.
I mean, you can still chop it up and...
like, cut it.
Cut it up and put it together again the way you want, how you want it to.
Yeah. I just find that interesting. Like, someone, they actually did that.
Yeah, but I like that idea. I mean, it gets new players on the right track, I guess. You don't have to spend that much money.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. I mean, this hobby enough, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So, that's a plus, for me at least. And that's what I always tell like new players that are trying to get into like miniature war games, get into Guild Ball to start off.
If you like it. Yeah. Like, it's not for everybody.
It's not. It's not. It's really fun, though.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I bought a whole team, so.
I bought 2-3 teams. Soon to be 4. I think I might get Farmers.
You get Farmers?
Hell yeah. I love their mascot.
The chicken?
And the donkey.
There's a donkey?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm waiting to see what that cleric faction looks like. But
it's a union faction. It's a bunch of union models.
Yeah. So that's why I'm a little apprehensive. Like, I don't know.
Well, at least just get... yes.
I'm going to get the cooks. If I get it, I'll just go and...
The cooks!
Build off of butchers and go with cooks.
Yes. They're little mini... mini faction? Sub-faction?
Sub-faction.
Mini factions.
Let's see. Okay, so I know, like, earlier we were talking about gaming costs with Nate, right?
Yep.
And I came to a realization that I haven't really bought a lot of new models lately. And it's not like... There's still, like, a bunch of models that I don't own for my faction. At least, I guess what I'm talking about is I'm talking about War Machine. So in War Machine, I still have a bunch of stuff I don't own. But... I'm not really that inclined to get it. And I don't know whether or not it's because we haven't been playing, so I'm not really focused on getting more War Machine models.
Uh-huh.
But I just haven't bought anything new for Protectorate in a long time. I think the last thing I bought was the mercenary Kel Balok.
Oh, okay.
And I still haven't assembled him. Had him for like at least a year.
Yeah.
And that brings me into my second thing, and I'm not sure if other people on other miniature channels have covered it, because I think I heard this from somebody. I think it was Tabletop Minions, Adam, Uncle, they call him Uncle Adam.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that it's sort of like miniature hobbyists, like they buy a bunch of stuff and they never assemble it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, how many blisters do you have
a lot.
Sitting?
Yeah. I have a few. That are put together? Yeah, a few.
Never put together?
Like lately?
Yeah.
Like my last ones before I left? Yeah, not much.
Yeah.
They're all still in their blisters.
They're still in blisters, right? Yeah. So, I mean, like, when I look back at how much I bought, like, I haven't really bought anything substantial for my faction in maybe 2 years. Mm. I mean, the last big thing I bought was Resnik 2.
Yeah.
That was it. And so, and that's one, and in this grand scheme of things, it's one caster. Mm-hmm. It's not even a unit. Yeah. So, when I was talking to people that are thinking about getting into it, it's like, yeah, the upfront cost is expensive, but you don't really buy it, you don't spend a lot. Like, in the, like, after your initial, yeah. your after initial, your initial investment, buys. Yeah, you don't really spend as much because you usually optimize your faction.
Yeah.
So, like, when I'm looking at things that I want to get now, like, I'm thinking about, I want maybe 2 or 3 pieces. Yeah. That's it. Like, but yeah. I can wait. Like, I don't even really need them right now. Like, yeah. I think I can wait. Only because even if we played regularly, like, my lists are revolving around other stuff right now.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that's something.
Probably. Like, it's not like we're playing in a competitive meta.
Yeah. I
mean, it's just casual gaming. So
yeah.
Unless we play in something more competitive, then maybe we'll buy more. Might be inclined to buy more into getting different models.
Yeah.
But as of now, since we're not really a competitive meta, mm-hmm. I mean, just buying what you need, what you want to get, it's fine. Mm-hmm. For me, like, I'm a fucking collector. I think I have an addictive personality, which is kind of bad.
Yeah.
That's why I have a wife to control my money.
Nice.
Yeah. So, actually, even Gundam builders, like plastic model kits, hobbyists, like, they'll buy a bunch of model kits, set it aside for their backlog.
Yeah. And I have a lot in my back.
Oh, shit.
Shit's going down in Agate.
Shit. But, what was I saying? Yeah, even plastic model kit hobbyists also have shit ton of backlog in their closets. Mm-hmm. They just buy a bunch of models, let it sit there for a while, mm-hmm. and I think they just do it just to buy them, you know, just to have it with them, so maybe one day they'll build it.
Well, like, for me, I think a couple of things I bought was because it was on sale, and it was really cheap, so I'm like, oh, hey, this is cheap, this is a deal, you know?
Right?
But I get it, and, like, I don't really need it.
You don't need it, exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just gonna sit there just in case that one day you decide to put it together, or it becomes the next hot thing.
Well, I guess because, like, the thing is, for the longest time, I was like, I want to run this list, and then it turns out the list is not that great. So I'm like, I guess I really don't need to.
I don't know why I bought this.
I guess I'll throw it away, or no, I'll let it sit. I mean, I own it, and it's still like cool looking models, yeah. But I really don't.
What I like to do, like those models that, like, I buy cheap on eBay, and I don't end up using it, like. I don't use it in the game, but I'll use those models, at least for me. Mm-hmm. I use those models to practice hobby stuff, painting or doing basing on the models,
yeah,
dioramas, things like that. I'll use that for practice.
That's a good thing. I think that's another thing I want to do. I want to do more terrain.
Yeah. I mean, now since I'm getting into Gunpla, like, I really want to work on my diorama skills, trying to get better at it. Mm-hmm. But I'm lazy.
And that's work.
Bad. That's bad. I mean, I used to have models I needed to put together. Like my Scorn model.
Which one?
I bought the Legends of Halak. The 3-man team.
Oh, nice. Oh, Fist of Halak. Oh, Legends of Halak.
Yeah,
Fist of Halak is the team theme horse, right?
Yeah. So I got Legends of Halak, and I bought it because I love the look of its models. They look fucking cool. Mm-hmm. So I have it ready to put together. It's just I need to put them together now.
I feel you.
But I don't know, I just don't have the motivation to do it because I've been too invested on Gunpla. Plastic crack. Like, I have 2 models in my backlog right now.
For Gunpla?
3 models.
Are you getting a new one?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'm gonna get the fucking new RNG Sazabi when it comes out. Or I was out already, but I forget my final cheap deal on it.
I have no idea what that is.
I set up a video on it on the WhatsApp.
Was that what that is?
Yeah. It looks fucking sweet.
I think I saw something like someone do it in Japan when we went to Tokyo in February. I think it was in Akihabara.
Yeah. I mean, that model looks nice. Like, when I saw the reviews on it, like, oh.
Okay, I don't really have the light to do the other stuff I want to do, so I'm just going to stop for now.
Okay.
I wish I had, like, a blank model to do on this video.
That's what I thought you were going to bring one. A blank one.
No, but I didn't have time. Look at the weather, dude. I couldn't prime.
Yeah, I mean, just like this, like, I'm building... Like, I could have built this, like, at work.
Mm-hmm. You have two in your backlog, and you don't really need to do a lot of prep to get it done.
No.
So.
But, I'm going to build this kit specifically for this, for our cast, so. Hopefully.
Every time we do the cast, you're going to build this kit?
Yeah. I mean, no worries. I'm working on, I'm in the Guampla Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're doing a competition.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working on that right now.
What are you building?
Secret. No.
It's a secret.
I'm working on a custom. What's this? Red Beret. Something. Shit. Red name. Yeah. What's it called again? A Grimmar Red Beret. So I'm working on a custom on that one. So I'm trying to find the pieces that fits my idea.
You gotta build, is that like, we gotta build a diorama to go with it?
No, it's pretty much you gotta get a base model,
mm-hmm.
and then you just get a...
Custom it?
Custom it, yeah. Get a, is it kit bashing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm working on that right now, and I'm also working on another model kit too. So yeah, I jumped from one thing to another. I think I'm ADHD.
Probably.
I am. Coffee makes me sleepy, so yes. Let's see.
But yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I was thinking about our hobby stuff, and, like, now that we're playing again, I think I'm a little more inclined to actually do more work
mm-hmm.
and do some more painting. So.
Yeah, that's good. Like, I want to put, like, the ones that I haven't put together, I just want to put it together. Just for the sake of practicing.
Mm.
So, like, I'll just... Like, for the Legend of Halak, I think I might put that together when I'm done building Gundam stuff.
Okay.
And then just try to build off that. Yeah, that's it, yeah. Silence.
Yeah!
Silence.
Have you been playing any video games lately?
Yes.
What?
Actually, I got back into Fortnite now. I'm playing on the Switch.
How is it on the Switch?
It's not bad.
How's the controls, though? I'm wondering if the controls...
I don't know. It takes a while to get used to, I guess. But then once your fingers get used to it, like... just.
Do you, like, hold them individual Joy-Cons?
No. I take the Joy-Cons off the Switch.
Yeah.
I put in the little dock it comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I play it that way.
Okay.
I tried playing it on the side, like a handheld.
Yeah.
It's hard as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't like it, so...
Do you have bumpers? Like R1, R2?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
On those?
The shoulders, yes.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay, so I'm wondering how you're going to switch controls and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not bad. So I started playing it yesterday. I really like the Switch, just the fact that it's handheld and you can bring it with you anywhere. Mm-hmm. So, like, downtime at work, I was playing it. It's, like, it's... It made the shift go by quicker, and I'm like,
hell yeah!
I like this, like, I like it.
That's what I'd be doing all day. Like, oh yeah, I need 4 hours to go by, and like, let me load up my Fortnite.
Fortnite. So I'm looking for friends at Fortnite to play with.
You can't cross-platform though.
No, you can't.
You can only cross-platform on PC.
Yeah, which is dumb.
No, I mean, to be fair, I think if Switch players play with like. Xbox or PlayStation, they might get rolled.
Why is that? Why is that?
Because the one that has been out longer.
Yeah, and?
There's not... I don't know. I think the controllers are just a lot easier to use on the PS4 controller than it is on our Xbox controller.
I'm going to try it on the Switch. You tell me which is easier.
Go get it right now.
No, we're podcasting.
Yeah.
After this.
We'll video it.
We'll video it, bro.
Video it, Brett.
How about you? Been playing any games?
Fortnite? I had to send in my computer, so it's still being repaired. It's not being sent back yet.
Oh.
And so, which sucks because I'm missing the launch of BFA.
What's that?
Battle for Azeroth.
Oh.
And so I'm missing that launch right now. It sucks.
It's a WoW.
It's a WoW. Oh, wow. So I've just been playing a lot of Fortnite. Which is cool because the other day I played with Brandon and Logan from the gym.
Yeah.
So it was a gym game.
Nice.
I'm telling you, Dal, just get on, bro. You have a PS4.
I do. I have it for the PS4 also. So, I need practice. Like I'm so bad at that game.
You and Logan are in the same boat. We won with three people, so.
Like, I'm shit. Like, I was playing. The highest I did yesterday when I was playing on the Switch solo was like 25.
That's fine. You just gotta play. The more you play with us,
I guess,
the better you'll get.
Get a Switch and I'll play it.
No. I don't have that kind of money.
Sue you. Just let Chill buy it for you.
No. I refuse. Oh no, maybe I'll make her buy it. You know what? I need this for this trip. So I can play video games when we're gone.
Exactly. That's the excuse you use.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's it. That's the only thing I've been playing lately. I downloaded Fortnite and PUBG for my phone, and I deleted them off because I hate the controls.
What?
Controls suck, dude. Okay. Like, I don't like the... I like the feel of a controller or a mouse and keyboard when I'm doing that.
So. I was playing Zelda also.
How's that? I heard that's a really good game.
That is a good game. Like, it's an open world Zelda game.
Breath of the Wild?
Yes. Love it.
Even like, what was it? Monster Hunter? I heard that was really good.
World or?
Yeah. But, you know what else I've been playing? XCOM.
XCOM 2?
XCOM 2.
PS4?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the first. That one was free last month, I think.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
Did you see what's free this month?
No, what?
Oh,
no, I did.
Something...
Mafia.
What's the other one?
Dead something?
Something like that.
I put Mafia in my library. I didn't put the other one in.
Just get the other one.
Is it that good?
It's
It's a horror game.
I
like
horror
games, though.
Why? You play as a serial... You either play as a serial killer or the people trying to escape the serial killer.
Yeah.
How can you not like that? Like Friday the 13th.
Except not Friday the 13th.
Except not Friday the 13th. I think it's called... it's something Dawn.
Until Dawn? No.
Nah, fuck, I don't know. I'm bad at games.
No, I saw it, but I didn't...
Dude, get it. I'll die.
Yeah, we'll see. Is it multiplayer?
Yeah! No!
Yes, I thought single.
It's multiplayer.
I don't know, because I've been really liking XCOM lately. Like, it's XCOM's so much fun.
I love the first...
I finally understand when people are saying don't get attached to your characters.
Because they die.
It dies so fucking easy.
Yep.
I did a mission 5 times because my favorite character died.
You try to replay it over and over again?
And like I sacrificed two other ones to get them back. I'm like, no! You will not take him.
I remember playing it for the PC, it was fun. The first XCOM.
Oh man, you have XCOM 2 on your PS4?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I downloaded
try
it. It's not multiplayer though.
Huh?
It's not multiplayer.
I don't care. Like I think I like single player because you don't have to rely on other people.
It's true. That's why I like being solo in Fortnite.
Oh no, well, I actually talk to my partners on Fortnite, so that's why it's not too bad.
Oh, I need to get a mic too, so I don't have a mic.
One came with your PS4.
I can't find it.
Use your headphones.
Which one?
The one with a microphone.
It works?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'll probably log on tonight.
I think I'll play because I'm not gonna unload shit out of my car.
It's raining too bad. It's raining. Yeah. Yeah, leave the equipment here, anyways.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it for video games, dude. Have you been playing anything else?
It's Breath of the Wild and got back into Fortnite. Oh, Pokemon Go! We downloaded that on my phone.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
What level are you?
24.
Shit. Yeah, it's a big non-climb. People are like 40, you know that?
I know.
I think I'm still. 29 or something.
Yeah,
like
you're 20. I just saw your stuff. 29.
Yeah, I don't play it either. Like I play. I open it. I do my once a day catch thing.
Yeah.
And then I do my once a day Pokestop thing.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh, you saw me at the mall yesterday. I was like playing.
Oh yeah, you're right there next to GameStop.
I was like,
gym battle. Like,
yeah. Oh, it's a raid. That was a raid yesterday too.
Oh, where?
The mall. Shit, what did I just cut? Oh.
I don't know. I think the fervor died out. It was 2 years old, right? That game's 2 years old.
Yeah, but at least they did trading now.
I don't know. What did he do with trading?
Huh?
You can just trade Pokemon?
Yeah. You know, like how it is.
Like in the real Pokemon world?
Like in the real Pokemon world. That's how we trade.
Oh, shit. Okay. I don't know if I have anything worth trading. I kind of like transfer all my stuff out once I get it.
Like now I'm hoping they'll do trainer battles, but not yet.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? No, anything you're looking? It. Anything you're looking forward to?
Red Dead Redemption 2. It looks like
fun. I gotta play the first one. I haven't played the first one.
Yet. I didn't play the first one either. But I'm down for an open world western. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if I'll have anything to play after a while.
After a while, yeah, you won't be playing anything for a while.
Yeah. So I guess that's it, right? Yeah. Anything else?
I'm looking forward to Super Smash Brothers.
I heard something bad about that.
What?
I don't know, like...
Why? What did you hear?
Like, it wasn't that... Like, it's not, like, living up to expectation people wanted, so...
Well, that's how it is. Oh, fuck it.
That's how it always is.
That and Diablo 3.
They're coming out the new Diablo? New 4?
No, Diablo 3, they're porting it to the Switch.
Oh, fuck, okay. Oh, whatever.
Fuck you.
Everything on the Switch is like, oh yeah, we're just porting this.
Skyrim on the Switch.
Mm. I don't know. I'm not even looking forward to Fallout 76.
Yeah.
It's like, meh. We'll see.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
That's pretty much it for our gaming section.
Yep.
Recommendations?
Sure.
Good.
I would want to... I think I'll recommend a anime this time around.
Okay.
I've been watching My Hero Academia. I just finished...
All Might!
Season 3.
Is it season 3?
Is it 3?
I finished season 1.
Yeah, it gets better from there.
Yeah, I know.
It gets better.
I liked season 1.
Yeah, I love... I like My Hero Academia. I've been watching that. The new season, they're fighting other schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it UA, right?
Yeah, they're UA, but there's other schools around Japan that... Mm-hmm.
The new hero?
Yeah. Other hero schools. Mm-hmm. And they're going up against, second year students. Because, mm-hmm. They're all first year. So they're going up against second years. So it's been interesting. It's fun. Oh, they're getting their license. That's what they're doing.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Superhero license. How are you?
Diz, what's his name?
Who?
The main character?
I was gonna say Saitama.
Saitama. It's everyone's favorite.
I don't think they call him Deku-kun. I forgot his name.
Deku.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, Deku's fine. Does he get... He obviously learns how to control his... What is his power called? All Spark?
All for one.
All for one, yeah.
Or one for you. Yeah, all for one.
All for one. Well, he learns how to control it better, right?
Yeah.
Eventually.
He figures out, it's not, I don't know, I don't want to ruin it, but yeah, he figures it out.
Okay.
Or he figures out a way to use it where he won't hurt him.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
See, now I remember the first one, he broke everything.
Yeah, he broke his...
His feet.
His arms, his feet.
Yeah.
Oh! Another secondary seamless... I just finished the latest season of Shameless.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Is it good?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I haven't even started season 1, dude.
Oh, you gotta watch Shameless!
I know you've been recommending it for a bit, and I still have not.
Oh my god, it's amazing. It's funny as fuck.
I guess because I've been watching a bunch of other stuff, so... I guess, okay, which leads me into my recommendation. My recommendation is to watch American Gods.
I wanna see that. That's in a...
Showtime.
Showtime, right?
Yeah, so it's a Showtime TV show.
So good things about that.
If you're a fan of Neil Gaiman, it's a good one. It stars... I don't know his real name. It's the guy from John Wick. The one that runs the Continental.
Oh.
The older guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one of the main characters. It also has Emily Browning from the series of Unfortunate Events. Also, the Host, I think.
The host
movie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I want to see that. Did you?
Yeah, so if you can find it, check it out. I think you can get a free trial of Showtime on Hulu or Hulu. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's not Showtime. I think it's Stars.
One of the two.
Yeah.
Stars. I think it's Stars.
Yeah. Stars. You can watch it on Hulu. You can get a free trial on Hulu for like 7 days or Amazon Prime if you have that. So it's pretty cool. I want to watch the second season already.
Did you see the first season?
I'm almost done with it.
Where are you watching it at?
Not on a regular site. So. Let's just put it that way.
Got it. Gotcha.
But it's really good. It's a really good show. I liked it.
Okay.
I mean, I guess because I finished the other show that I recommended, so I'm on a new one. But yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's pretty much for me. Alright, good. Well, that's it. That is the end of episode
38. Barbells and Boxcars.
Barbells and Boxcars.
So,
social media?
If you're watching this, if you want to watch this, it's going to be posted on our YouTube, on a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
I'll post the link on either the show notes, or if you follow us on Instagram, which is @barbellsandboxcars, it's going to be in the the bio section.
The show notes?
Show notes or the bio section of our Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Our Instagram page is @barbellsandboxcars. You can also find us on Facebook also. If you want to follow us, you want to follow our gaming group, Limitless Fails Gaming Group, you're going to follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. Just type in Limitless Fails, which is Limitless Fails GG or Limitless Fails Gaming Group. Either way.
Yeah.
Either way.
If you want to check out stuff that I do, you can check out my Instagram @8bitbarbell. And it's 8bit_barbell. Or you can check out my Twitter and Snapchat @enpalomo.
Cool.
Del?
If you just want to see me post gym selfies on my Instagram,
mm-hmm,
just find me at @rybarzabao @rybarzable. That's where I usually post all my stuff anyways. I don't have a separate account like Nick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to bombard everybody with the same shit.
I do.
All the Fortnite clips.
Yeah. Holy shit. That's a lot of Fortnite.
It's like 2 a day.
Huh?
It's not a lot. Only like 2 a day.
Really? It's like, it's more than that.
Only 2 a day.
It's more than that, isn't it?
No, I make sure. No, I only post 2 a day.
Yeah.
Plus, or I put like other stuff in, like the gym stuff or something.
Yeah.
So I only post like 3 times a day. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's it for episode 38. Barbells and Boxcars. I'm Nick.
I'm Rodell.
So drop that controller and get at it.
Hey. Looks like we're getting a little bit better now.
If that's what you call better.
Yeah, that's better.